Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Test Talks. I'm your host, Joe, from joecolantonio.com. And this is a podcast for anyone who wants to discover how to succeed with testing and automation, as well as what works for testing any software development project. And today, I don't have any interview set up, so it's just you and me. And I'd like to talk about why the GUI is no longer king and why API testing is so important. I've been involved with test automation for over 15 years. And in the beginning, pretty much all my test automation efforts focused on automating a GUI user interface, like a thick client application, browsers, and even green screens for mainframes. Now my time is split approximately 50-50 between creating automated tests for UI and creating tests for APIs like REST services. And there's a few reasons for this. First, agile practices, and second, the Internet of Things. But first, if you don't believe me, the API testing is becoming more and more important. Here are some API statistics that I recently saw on SmartBear's website. I think some of these numbers are eye-opening. So the number of open APIs is projected to be 30,000 by 2016. The number of API requests made each hour exceeds the population of India. And the number of media APIs has increased nearly 300% since 2009. Another barometer that I use to see how a trend is going to Google Trends and doing a search for keywords. So if you head on over to google.com/trends and do a search for GUI testing, you'll notice that over time it's been trending downward, that the trend is going down. Less and less people are searching for the term GUI testing. Now, if you typed in the term API testing or REST testing, you'll notice that the line is going up, that more and more people are searching for API testing and REST testing. Now, I know this is just for trends for Google searches, but I also think it's a great tool to use for a way to see what's starting to become more popular, what may be coming up in the near future of things that I may need to be on top of. Another tool I like to use is monster.com. So I just went to monster.com just now, and I typed in the term GUI testing, and I only found 2,300 returns for the term GUI testing. Now, I also typed in API testing, and Monster returned me 343,000 matches for the term API testing and 358,000 matches for the term REST testing. So if you want to stay employable, or if you just want to really excel in your current position and make sure you're on top of the latest and greatest, so when your company starts developing more API tests, that you're ready to jump right into that project and start testing and becoming the star of your company, then definitely I would look out for trends like this and get on top of it right away. So the first reason why I think API testing is becoming more important is due to Agile. And with Agile development becoming the standard in most organizations, the way in which we develop software and automate tests have changed dramatically. So GUI tests that go against a user interface tend to take a long time to run. If you've been doing GUI testing for any amount of time, you know that. In fact, when I went to the Selenium conference in Boston in 2013, one of the main points that they made over and over again is, if it doesn't have to be a Selenium test, don't make it a Selenium test. And the main reason for this is that GUI tests are hard to maintain, hard to make reliable, and take a long time to run. So this is an issue, especially if you're doing certain agile practices like continuous builds. The amount of time it takes to receive feedback from a GUI regression suite of tests when new code is checked in is too long. In those cases, quicker feedback is needed. The quicker you can give feedback to a developer to let them know that the code they just checked in broke the build, the better off you're going to be. You know, I've been in companies and I've seen teams whose test suite takes 8 hours to run, 24 hours to run. And that is just too long. You need quick, short feedback loops for your developers to let them know that, hey, you just checked in code, you broke it. And they know at that point, because it's still fresh in their mind, oh, I know the change I made. They can go back and change it. But if your tests take 8 hours, 24 hours, you know, the next morning, they may not remember exactly what they did that may have broken the build. So this allows them to fix the issue quicker and faster also. Agile has increased the frequency in which applications are released, which in turn have created an increased demand for new ways to quickly test them. So GUI tests are typically too slow to get the test coverage we need during, say, a typical two-week sprint. So not only do you have to create automated tests to make sure that your tests work within that sprint, but you also need to run all your other tests to make sure you didn't break anything. If you're relying completely on GUI testing, it's just going to take too long in order to get that coverage you need within that short time frame. Also, if you're starting greenfield development, most of the time nowadays, developers create APIs that a UI would then consume later on down the road, but the main business logic would be within the API itself. So you don't have to rely on a UI to be ready. You can start creating your test earlier in the development process. So that minimizes some of the tech debt you normally would incur if you're waiting for a UI to be ready for you to start your automation process. So with APIs, you generally can jump in earlier and start creating automated tests sooner. In his book, Agile Software Development Using Scrum, author Mike Cohen introduced the concept of a test automation pyramid. So in your mind's eye, imagine a pyramid. And at the bottom, at the base, you have unit tests. In the middle, you have service or API tests. At the top of the pyramid, you have a small section, which is where your GUI tests would be. And on the tippity top, you would have your manual exploratory testing. So I don't want people to get confused here. Automation test does not replace manual testing. You will always need to do manual testing. In fact, you're a fool if you think automation is going to give you 100% coverage that is going to cover all the different needs of your user, of your application. You need to do manual testing. You need real people on your application looking for real issues. So anyway, back to the pyramid. So GUI testing focuses on testing an application's user interface to ensure that its functionality is correct. GUI testing is at the top of this pyramid, and it represents only a small piece of the total number of automation test types that should be created. So you really should only have, I've seen estimates around, of your whole test suite, around 10% GUI tests. Now, some may have more, some may have less, but the main point here is you should not have 100% GUI tests. You should have a full test suite with only a small portion of it being based on GUI testing. So really, the largest section of the pyramid is unit testing. And a unit test is created to verify a single unit of source code like a method. By doing this, developers can isolate the smallest testable parts of their code. Unit tests are the easiest to create and yield the biggest bang for your buck. Since unit tests are usually written in the same language that an application is written in, developers should have an easier time adding them to the development process. And these tests run super duper fast. So if you're really concerned about getting quicker feedback in your continuous integration environment, these are the tests you need more of. And in the middle is what I call the sweet spot. This is the service layer. This is where tools like SOAP UI, UFT API, Rest Assured, and a bunch of other tools were created for. Service testing is also known as integration testing. And integration testing focuses on verifying that the interaction of many smaller components can integrate together without issues. Since API tests bypass the user interface, they tend to be quicker and much more reliable than GUI tests. And as I said earlier, more and more modern applications are consuming APIs to get the functionality that they need. So the business logic itself is within the API. So why would you waste time going against a UI if you can run a majority of your tests, a majority of your boundary tests against the API to test all the business logic? And then for that particular flow, you would just have a few UI tests to go in and verify that the UI is working correctly. But also, because the tests go underneath the covers for the API tests, you can do most of your testing for the actual business logic of your application. So that's going to save you a lot of time. And once again, it's going to be easier to maintain going forward. So the second change that is causing a shift towards API testing is the Internet of Things. Now, I know this sounds like a buzzword, but I really believe that this is about to happen and that it's happening sooner rather than later. And the Internet of Things is really just an everyday object that has embedded functionality that allows it to talk over the web using HTTP or HTTPS to communicate with a remote backend service. So basically, more and more things will begin to have sensors embedded into them. The other day, I saw a video of John Stewart interviewing the author David Rose of Enchanted Objects, Design, Human Desire, and the Internet of Things. And David Rose was showing a medication glow cap that will tell you when to take your medication by blinking or texting so that you don't forget. This is just one minor application, but I'm sure you can imagine endless possibilities for this type of technology. Extend this trend outward. Some estimates show that in 2020, there will be over 50 billion objects connected to the internet. So how do you test, say, a scale that tweets, or a refrigerator that tells you when you're running low on milk? Or, I know this sounds sci-fi, but biosensors embedded in your clothing that can measure your stress level and adjust your environment accordingly based on that information. So say you have this clothing that has biosensors in it, you walk into a room that's playing music, and right away it notices you're stressed out. So rather than playing the Metallica that it was playing when you walked in the room, it notices and monitors your stress level and changes it to some soothing Mozart. Crazy, right? But I can see it happening. So none of these examples have a traditional user interface. So how do we test them? First, let's take a look at a typical API test flow. You might be asking, what is an API? So an API just stands for Application Programming Interface. An API specifies how its software components should interact with each other, and APIs can be created using a whole host of different technologies. APIs help facilitate communication between a client and a server. The types of APIs we're most likely going to be testing are HTTP-based APIs, where communication is done over the web. So picture this. Picture you have a scale. You know, you go on and weigh yourself. And this scale has internet capabilities. So say there's some sort of gamification where you can compete with five of your top friends to see who loses the most weight and the most body fat. So you have this internet scale that you go on, and it sends your latest results to a remote server. So it communicates over HTTP to that, you know, myweight.com/myweight, and it sends your weight and your body fat percentage to this remote service. That remote server, this API, then processes it. It does some business logic against it, and it returns back some results and sends it back in a response using either JSON or XML back to the scale. So the scale then gets the results back. So how do we test something like this? Well, there are many tools available, both open source and vendor-based. I really like Soap UI, which I think has just been rebranded to Ready API. I also like, for open source, Rest Assured. So if you're using Java, there's a really great Java library that allows you to easily validate and test REST services directly within Java using this library. So that's also really cool. And also, I like UFT API. I actually wrote a book called The UFT API Testing Manifesto, a step-by-step hands-on testing guide for the masses. So if you're currently using QTP, UFT, GUI testing, and you want to get into API testing, I think this manifesto is a great resource for you to have that gets you jump-started to learn how to do all kinds of API testing using hands-on examples that give you step-by-step what you need to know in order to get started. So my book basically covers every single activity that's available to you within API testing. So that's available. You can head on over to Amazon.com and look up the UFT API Testing Manifesto. I just created version 2 of the UFT API Testing Manifesto, and it should now be available on Amazon by the time you hear this. Also, I'm working on a PDF version of the UFT manifesto because I get a lot of requests for PDFs for people and companies, for people that live in countries that for some reason don't have Amazon access. So that'll be coming out probably the end of this month. I need to wait until my Kindle exclusive expires on October 28th before I can release the PDF version. And hopefully, if all my formatting goes correctly, I'll have a real paperback version available also on Amazon within the coming months. I'll have a link to the UFT API Testing Manifesto and everything else of value that we talked about here in the show notes at testtalks.com/23. Thanks again for listening to Test Talks. And if this talk has helped you in any way, shape, or form, please share it using any of the social media platforms that you use. And additionally, reviews for the podcast on iTunes are extremely helpful and greatly appreciated. They do matter in the rankings of the show, and I read each and every one of them. So if you go and head on over to iTunes and give us hopefully a 5-star review and leave a review, I'll give you a shout out in an upcoming episode. Thanks again for listening. And as always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.